The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up the rear.
Stop! Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning, I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And today we are all about spring and springing.
Yeah, every time I look outside, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm a little bit further south these days on my little road trip than you all are. But everything's having sex. They're chasing each other around, the birds and the squirrels, and humping on each other, and the flowers and the bees and my next door neighbors and
now,
everybody. It's crazy up here.
Well,
wherever
you are, but that's what spring's all about, Suzanne. Sowing seeds and is it propagating?
Propagating.
And
yes, that's a word. You
procreation
should know by now.
And new life, and gosh, you know, I think everybody's horny.
Well, clearly, I don't want to speak for myself on air, but I get that. Our dirty little secrets today are all about sexuality, and we have these undercover spies, and they have found out some real keys to having a great female sexuality and after 50. And one of the things we're going to talk about is they've uncovered the best way that busy people can make sure that they have a good sex life.
Wow. Can't wait for that one. And a few surprising little tidbits from The Normal Bar. That's a book that was written by Chrisanna Northrup, and it's about it's the largest couple survey ever done. It's over 70,000 couples. Can you believe that?
That's a lot of couples.
That's a lot of people. Then we're moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview, and today we have Dr. Barbara Toppin, one of the senior doctors at the Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury. She's my doctor and our new resident expert on sex after 50.
Well, and then we're going to announce the fabulous prizes that we're giving away in April and that you can win if you just go to our website and sign up.
So go to Aging But Dangerous, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and check us out and sign up for these prizes.
And, you know, before we get too involved in this sex talk, I just have to tell you two things about, I loved our show last week, if I do say so myself, because I see these people. I used to look at people who rocked out in their car and think they were just crazy, and I'd be singing and they'd be jumping around, and I think, oh, could you just get a grip? And I have to tell you, after all the research we did last week, I have a whole new respect for those people. And my attitude is that if I see you belting out a tune at the top of your lungs, I'm thinking you are one smart dude, that you are staying healthy. And I gotta tell you, I started just going, hey, I don't care. So I'm just singing in my car and having a ball. And I just think that when you see somebody in their car or when you're in your car, just turn that radio up and use that as an opportunity to really just become healthy. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's a whole new thing for me.
Well, and I tell you, there's a new Broadway play opening at the end of this month in New York, and it's called Motown, and that's so great for our age group, because that's the kind of music that we all grew up with, and it's probably more therapeutic than Geritol, to tell you the truth. So if anybody is listening that's going to be in New York City, and Suzanne, I think you and I should go there. Wouldn't that be fun to go see?
Oh my gosh, and the name of it's Motown.
Motown.
And I don't know if you already said that or
yeah,
not, but
I did.
And
end of this
Barry
month.
Gordy, sorry.
It's going to open the end of this month. end of April.
Yeah, and Gordy Berry or Barry Gordy or whatever his name is, he that actually started Motown, he is the producer of it. And oh my gosh, you talk about songs you know the words to. Anyway, I think that's a hot tip for aging but dangerous women. Get your money and your girlfriends together and go see Motown on Broadway. All right, so sex and how to keep your sex life interesting if you're really busy. And I think that our guest, Dr. Toppin, is going to touch on a little bit of that later on in our interview. But this really has impacted me personally. But it talks about in some of the research that we've done that it's really okay to plan ahead and schedule a sexual rendezvous. And the people that were interviewed and the people that actually tried this, they had people that in these study groups, they said that they thought it really added an element of kind of playfulness and that they could set the groundwork, if you will, leading up to it. And that they thought it was really became more playful because it was kind of like that they could plan little surprises. And I think that for a lot of people, scheduling sex is a great idea. I mean, my former spouse and I used to Sunday afternoons. The kids knew the doors closed.
Oh, no kidding.
And, yeah.
I didn't know
that
about
you. Time together.
Oh,
so, I love that. So if you're having an issue getting together with your significant other or your spouse, just put it on your calendar and then make a real big deal out of it, kind of like having a dinner date or something. And I assure you that it will be a very interesting and probably very fulfilling, probably the most fulfilling thing you have on your calendar all week.
Do you think when people are younger, they're more spontaneous? Maybe with the older crowd, it's more scheduled. I don't know. Maybe even for the young ones, I guess, though, to schedule.
Yeah, the young ones have kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have jobs and they have errands to run. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so easy when you're in that part of your life. And then you come home from work and you're exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's just so easy to say, not now. I'm mm-hmm. too tired.
Well,
not that women actually say that. I have a headache.
That's
about
it.
That?
Headache, yeah. This new book, Suzanne, this Normal Bar that was written by this Chrisanna Northrup, that is so interesting, where she surveyed 70,000 couples. A couple of things that she came up with was more than half of couples engage in public petting. Now, I know that's not me or my husband, but I thought that was very interesting.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but public, I don't know. But, and I'm not, you know, I don't know, wonder how old they were. But anyway, and then another one is that only 24% of women prefer being on top in bed. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, what I love about this survey is that they interviewed these 70,000 couples, and you kind of get an idea if you're weird. Like if you think, oh, gee, I don't like being on top, and I wonder if I'm weird, well, then it's like you get a real good sense of the fact that, mm-hmm. no, you're not mm-hmm. weird. So I love this book. I love the yeah. whole idea of having this to go back
I
to.
I do, too. Well, you are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and the doctor is in the house. All knowing and not afraid to get down to it, we have a fabulous guest today.
We have with us today Dr. Barbara Toppin from Adefris and Toppin, women's specialist, and she is our version of Dr. Oz. She knows everything. Dr. Toppin, welcome to the show.
Thank you both for having me on.
Well,
it was a great pleasure.
Well, we were so excited talking to you. With Suzanne, I could have talked to you for like 4 hours. It was so great.
We did have a good time.
We had a good time. Well, we would like to start out with the question of, when do women stop having sex?
Well, that is a good question. A lot of women come to my office, and maybe the kindest thing they do for themselves is come to the gynecologist once a year. And that question comes up more often than you think, because I think there's a perception that after a certain amount of time that we don't need to do it anymore, we don't need to have intercourse, there's no reasoning behind this. And it's the farthest thing from the truth that I can think of. There is no time. There is no specific time. It's really up to a patient. And as far as I can see, patients should have an active, healthy sex life until they are no longer with us.
And you do. And you do have some of those patients, I think, that are just older.
We do. And I think it's wonderful. I mean, I've commented to both of you that they are my role model.
Right.
I am 57, and I look forward to being more like my patients. I have an 85-year-old who is very, very active and very happy, and she comes in to get help with things that she needs around having intercourse, but she's, you know, she sees no end in sight, and nor I don't either.
I think that's great. That helps all of us, I think. Well, what can
Absolutely.
We do to improve our sex life? Do you have any pointers?
Well, and it depends on what's going on with the individual person. When patients come to me, many times they either have had poor sexual activity all through their lives and they need help regarding that. Others may have physical ailments or pain with intercourse, and still others really don't know how to achieve an orgasm, or they've never had an orgasm, or they just simply have a boring sex life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we approach everyone as an individual. It really depends on what patients are asking for. When patients come in and they kind of are at odds with their spouse and they're having problems in regards to having intercourse, either their spouse is having difficulties physically or mentally, we send them to counseling. For some patients who say, I just can't get there, I just can't get turned on, I'm too tired, I don't feel like I want to have intercourse, I can't tell anyone what turns them on. I can only vouch for myself.
Right.
But we talk about things, and one of the things we do talk about is letting a patient know that it's okay to have imagery, which means that they can, it's okay to look at movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to read erotic literature. It's okay to role play. It's all part of a norm. There is no abnormal in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask most of our patients to become exploratory. A lot of patients are afraid to even look at a site that might sell sex toys. Mm-hmm. They say, "Well, I'm not sure. I don't want it. I don't want my name to be on the internet." They think the sex police are going to come after them.
Right, the police. Yeah. Well, but you know.
So, Doctor, it's good to be exploratory.
Yes, and you know, Dr. Toppin, I think that that is a lot from this age group, too. Maybe not so much the 50-year-old, but getting into that 60- and 70-year-old, you know, we just weren't used to being that free, you know, with sex and all that. So I think the age, it's so good that you sit down with them and that you open that up to them and that you give them permission, because I think this age group kind of needs permission sometimes. And I think what's so great is that you do give that personal service of talk, you know, really patient and talking. I know I was just in there to see you. You're my new doctor. And I was just, you took so much time with me, and I loved that. So I think that's great. Well, what causes decreased libido? What causes that?
Well, a lot of patients will come in and they say, "Oh, it's my hormones. I have decreased libido. I need hormones." And decreased libido spans the ages. It really has not a lot to do with aging, per se. It has a lot to do with what you're doing in your life. From the 50s on, you're kind of all things to all people, meaning that your wife, your mother, sometimes your kids move back in with you with their grandchildren, and you have a career, and, you know, you're busy, and
right,
something's got to give, and it's usually sex, because mm-hmm. that's the easiest thing. I certainly have patients who are in their 20s who've come to me and said, "Gee whiz, I just had a baby. I have decreased libido." And I say, "No, go figure, you just had a baby." But the same thing goes on throughout the life. There are some patients who have decreased libido for very specific reasons. For instance, if they have pain with intercourse, basically they do tend to not want to have intercourse because mm-hmm. it hurts. Mm-hmm. So we try to figure out what it is that's going on with that specific patient. So if they're having painful intercourse, we say, let's see if we can do something to make it better. If they're having marital problems, again,
right,
can we send you to counseling, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's not one specific reason. Hormones, you know, I've done this for a very long time. I've been in this career for a long time, and giving hormones is not always the answer, because it is a Band-Aid, and sometimes it's just getting out there, you know, again, being exploratory, taking a vacation,
mm-hmm.
doing something different and exciting for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, I know that makes so much sense. What about if somebody's never had an orgasm, what can they do? Because I think that's true with a lot of women, older women, that they haven't had one.
You know,
just my opinion. But
well, I would say it's true. I've encountered patients who haven't had orgasms at all, and we've certainly there are times when patients say, "Well, I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it is." And
mm-hmm.
and many times when we inquire whether or not they have self-stimulation or masturbation, they say, "Well, no." And it may be cultural. It may be something that they were brought up to, you know, they were told, "No, you don't do this sort of thing." Again, trying to figure out mm-hmm. what makes them tick. And we have to involve the patient
mm-hmm.
because we have to say, "Well, have you ever thought of reading any erotic literature?" You don't have to have an orgasm right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just taking things step by step. There's no one specific
mm-hmm.
way. Some patients have orgasms through self-stimulation. Sometimes they have it with intercourse. Sometimes they don't at all.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are physical reasons that they don't, just like men.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have someone who comes in and she has diabetes, I want to figure out, is this affecting
mm-hmm.
nerves to
mm-hmm.
the area? Is your diabetes in control?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting sleep?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things play into
mm-hmm.
How we can achieve orgasm.
Well, Dr. Toppin, thank you so much. This has been so interesting. Can you please tell us where you are located and give us your website?
Okay. We are located in Woodbury at 1875 Woodwinds Drive, right on the Woodwinds Hospital campus.
Mm-hmm.
And our office number is 651-686-6400. And our website is adefrisandtoppin.com. I believe mm-hmm. we can find that right on your website, too.
Yes, you can. You can find it on our website for sure. Because you are one of our wonderful sponsors. We love having you on board with us. Well, thank you very, very much for being with us today. And we will hear from you again because we're going to have you on quite a few times.
Okay, so, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Toppin.
Thank you.
Coming up, our great new prizes for April on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. So don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back! It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, Jean Ketchum, and C. Suzanne Bates. And if you're just turning in, we've been talking about sexuality over 50. I can only dream about that these days, but I do have dreams, let me tell you. Serious dreams.
And we want to remind everybody, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They need to hear that. And I'm sure after they hear it, they'll be a lot nicer to you. Don't you think so, Suzanne?
I'm pretty sure that's true, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they will be. Okay, I want to tell you about Higher Brain Living. This is something that I am involved in right now, and I am loving it, and I've already started these classes, and they have become one of our sponsors. This is about the lower brain and the higher brain. The lower brain is anxiety, worry, and stress, and that higher brain is abundance, confidence, and joy. Now, you have a facilitator, and they help you along by, it's a gentle touch technique that shifts the metabolism in the brain from the lower survival brain to the higher brain. I mean, it's so interesting, Suzanne. I am loving it, and we're going to follow my journey each week. I'm keeping a diary of how it's working with me, and so everybody needs to stay tuned and learn more about it because it's very, very interesting.
Well, and you signed up for this before they were our sponsors, and you just began to feel so much better about the way you were processing things and thinking. So I'm excited to hear more as we go on. And we welcome them to our show. They're great people on top of that. All right, now we have a big drawing at the end of April, and that's Lunch With Us again. And we are not exactly sure where it's going to be. We're having a little communication breakdown, but it will be. And so sign up, go on our website and sign up you and two of your friends. And we're going to have a blast having lunch with all these wonderful Aging But Dangerous people out there.
And also, we're giving away a color analysis. It's by Alice Sadeau. She's an image consultant and wardrobe stylist, and this is worth $125. It's for an hour. She tells you what colors are best for you, and her website is ivegotyourstyle.com. But she is just a delight, and that's going to be a wonderful gift.
Oh, I know. I want to do that again. I mean, I think we should do that. We definitely have to do that too, because I know we've really kind of lived with that for a long time. So anyway, go to our Facebook page and like us. After you like us, I tell you, your sex life will be better. Trust me.
And we want to remind everybody about the Maple Grove Triathlon. It's a relay team. We want several teams, and so you need to tell us which is your strong suit: swimming, biking, or running. And please email us or go to our website and sign up, and let's get these teams going.
I want to go back to this couple survey, because it's an amazing survey. 70,000 couples. And because I think that it was really done to find out what is normal behavior between couples or with couples. And I mean, do you and Mike ever wonder if you're normal in certain situations? Do you think, well, gee, is this normal or not? What's your take on this?
Well, I have to tell you, we are normal, but I was wondering that when I went to see, you know, our guest today, Dr. Toppin, when I went to see her last week, sexually, I was wondering if we were normal, and we are normal. So you do, you know, I was wondering about that. You know, it's like, oh, okay, because nobody really talks about it much, but yes, we're normal. I think Mike and I are very normal.
Well, I didn't actually want to know. I mean, I don't need to know the details.
Is that more than you wanted to know?
TMI here. But okay. But are you, I mean, like, I don't know. I think that's something that people talk, I mean, that people do have as issues and that they do think about. So I think this is a great book. And then, like, do you guys kiss? Do you guys make out? I see, that's one of the things. I wonder if people who've been married a long time, like you guys have been married 50 years, if you guys still make out. Like, I love to make out.
Yes, we sure do. We just don't do it around. And, you know, we don't show a lot of physical affection around people. But yes, we do. We are very good at that.
Well, it says here that 70% of couples have makeout sessions from time to time, and more than half of couples say they kiss like crazy several times a week.
I know. Wasn't that? That's interesting.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, good. There's nothing better than a really good kisser, is there?
I know. And it's, but you know, I thought it was too, they said that when you, if you spend 20 seconds on a big hug, that just, and the kissing makes your sex life better when you do have sex.
Yeah. Well, yeah, go figure. So, yeah. Well, anyway, and then there are a lot of questions in here about sex toys. I know that's kind of a scary question, isn't it? For people.
Yeah, how do you feel about toys in your sex life?
Well, well, I think it's fine. I think you should do what you and your partner feel comfortable with. But 86 in this survey of 70,000 couples, it says that 86% of both men and women are intrigued by the idea of adding toys to their sex lives. Mm-hmm. And more than half of the couples already have. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. That is huge. That's huge.
So, well, to be honest with you, in my previous marriage, which was for a very long time, and I think my husband and I had a pretty good sex life. I hope he doesn't listen to this show. But I will have to say that was not something that was that we did. And I think that we could have had a much better sex life, and that we would have felt closer, more intimate, had we introduced some things like that. That's mm-hmm. all I'll say. That's all you're getting out of me.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I like all that. That's good. Okay. We want to remind everybody about our next swarm, August 30th at Corset Styling in Edina, and go to our website and sign up, RSVP, and all the information is there.
Right, and that's a fashion show. That's a fabulous
fashion show. Mm-hmm.
And that's a great mm-hmm. store. I'm excited about that. Thank you all for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean and Suzanne and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, including having great sex, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life,
That's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt. I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.